Welcome to the Tabernacle of David Restored. Please enjoy this teaching by Jaco van der Merwe. I hope that you enjoy this teaching.
Jeremiah Study, Part 2, Lesson 7. Jeremiah and the Last Kings of Israel. 2 Kings chapter 23, 2 Chronicles chapter 35, and Jeremiah chapter 10 and 11. Matthew 23, verse 8 to 10. But you must not be called Rabbi, for one is your teacher, Christ, and you are all brothers. And call no one your father on the earth, for one is your father in heaven. Nor be called teachers, for one is your teacher, even Christ. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13 to 17. But evil men and seducers will go forward to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue in the things that you have learned and have been assured of, knowing from whom you have learnt them, and that from a babe you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise to salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is God-breathed, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfected, thoroughly furnished to every good work. Colossians 2, verse 8 to 12. Beware lest anybody rob you through philosophy and vain deceit, according to the traditions of men, according to the elements of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power, in whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, in whom also you were raised through the faith of the working of God, raising him from the dead. Let's read Isaiah chapter 28, verse 9 to 13. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Those weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be on precept, precept on precept, line on line, line on line, here a little, there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue he will speak to this people. To whom he said, this is the rest, cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they were not willing to hear, but the word of Jehovah was to them precept on precept, precept on precept, a line on line, and line on line, here a little, there a little, that they might go and fall backward, be broken, snared, and taken. In the 12th year of his reign, King Josiah started to purge Judea and Jerusalem from the high places, the Ashtaroths, the carved images, and the molten images. He had them broke all the Baals and Asherahs in his presence, and make dust from them, and scatter it on the graves of the ones who sacrificed to them. He also burnt the bones of the priests on their altars, and cleansed Judea and Jerusalem. King Josiah also went through the rest of the lands of Israel, Manasseh to Simeon, and even to the lands of Naphtali, and did the same. From our picture, we can see that the lands of Manasseh stretched over the width of Israel, and the lands of Simeon and Naphtali stretched from the south all the way to the north. King Josiah did not turn to the right nor to the left, but he walked in the ways that his father, King David, did, and purged the land of all Israel and completely destroyed all worship and idolatry from all the lands of Israel. In the 18th year, after he purged the land of Israel, he gave word that the temple of Yahweh need to be restored. During this time, Hilkiah, who was the father of Jeremiah and also the high priest of that time, found the book of the law hidden in the temple. This book of the law was read out by Shaphan, the scribe, to the king, and the content of the Torah was revealed to him. King Josiah tore his clothes when he heard it, and he sent to inquire from Yahweh about the condemnation within the Torah for every sin written in it the people of Israel was guilty of. The king's advisers went to Hilda the prophetess, and she prayed to Yahweh. The Broken Covenant, 2 Chronicles chapter 34, Hilda prophesies disaster. Reading from verse 22. And Hilkiah, And they that the king had appointed went to Hilda the prophetess, the wife of Shallum the son of Tikvath, the son of Hashra, keeper of the wardrobe. Now she dwelt in Jerusalem in the second quarter, and they spoke to her to that effect. And she answered them, "This says Yahweh Elohim of Israel, tell the man that sent you to me, this says Yahweh, see, I will bring evil to this place, and upon the inhabitants of it, even all the curses that are written in the scroll that they have read before the king of Judah, because they have forsaken me, and have burnt incense to other Elohim, that they might provoke me to anger with all the works of their hands. Therefore my wrath shall be poured out upon this place, and shall not be quenched. And as for the king of Judah, who sent you to inquire of Yahweh, so shall you say to him, this says Yahweh Elohim of Israel concerning the words which you have heard. Because your heart was tender, and you did humble yourself before Elohim, when you heard his words against this place, and against its inhabitants, and humbled yourself before me, and did tear your clothes, and wept before me, I have even heard you also, says Yahweh. See, I will gather you to your fathers, and you shall be gathered to your grave in peace. Neither shall your eyes see all the evil that I will bring upon this place, and upon the inhabitants of it. So they brought the king word again. 2 Kings chapter 23. Josiah's reforms. And the king sent, and they gathered to him all the elders of Judah and of Jerusalem. And the king went up into the house of Yahweh, and all the men of Judah, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem with him, and the priests, and the prophets, and all the people, both small and great, and he read in their ears all the words of the scroll of the covenant, which was found in the house of Yahweh. Yahweh made it clear that, this time, he would pour out his wrath on the people of all Israel. Everything written in the Torah will come to pass. Last week we read through the blessings and the curses of the book of the law. These was spoken at the border of Jordan, but at Mount Sinai, Yahweh already gave the condemnations when the book of the covenant was given. King Josiah gathered all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem, and also all the people, great and small. And Josiah read the words of the covenant to them. Josiah renewed the covenant with the people, and the message of Yahweh's covenant was renewed, and everybody again gained awareness of it. It would be during these times that Jeremiah's message of the broken covenant was being told to the people. The words that were read would have been the same that we have in our Bibles today. In the previous three lessons, I explained the difference between the Book of the Covenant, the change in the law, and the Book of the Law. I am not going to read the covenant in this lesson. You can go read it in your own time from Exodus chapter 20 to the end of Leviticus in chapter 27. These ordinances and statutes, judgments and commandments were all given on the promise that were made to Abraham. Leviticus 26 verse 46. These are the statutes and the judgments and laws which Jehovah made between him and the sons of Israel in Mount Sinai by the hand of Moses. Leviticus 27 verse 34. These are the commandments which Jehovah commanded Moses for the sons of Israel in Mount Sinai. In the book of Numbers, there were more commandments from Yahweh as Israel traveled towards the land of Canaan. My guess is that Josiah read the whole of Torah to the people. Let's go to Jeremiah and look at the message of the broken covenant. Jeremiah chapter 10, Idols and the Living God. Hear the words that Jehovah speaks to you, O house of Israel. This says Yahweh, learn not the ways of the heathen, and be not broken at the signs of the heaven, for the heathen are broken with them. For the customs of the nations are worthless, for one cuts and tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workman with the axe. They deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers, so that it does not move around. They are upright as the palm tree, but speak not. They must be carried, because they cannot walk. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, neither can they do good. For as much as there is none like you, O Yahweh, you are great, and your name is great in might. Who would not fear you, O King of nations? For to you does it apply, because among all the wise men of the nations, and in all their kingdoms, there is none like you. But they are altogether brutish and foolish. The trees is a doctrine of vanities. Silver spread into plates is brought from Tarshish, and gold from Uphaz, the work of the smith, and of the hands of the refiner. Blue and purple is their clothing. They are all the work of skilled workers. Jeremiah gave us the main feature of Christmas, as we call it today, and told us that this is vanity and foolishness, and we shall not do so when we worship Yahweh. Deuteronomy 7, verse 25 and 26. You shall burn the graven images of their gods with fire. You shall not desire the silver or the gold on them, nor take it for yourself, so that you may not be snared in it. For it is an abomination to Jehovah your God, and you shall not bring an abomination into your house, lest you be a cursed thing like it. You shall utterly hate it, and you shall utterly despise it, for it is a cursed thing. Deuteronomy 12, verse 30 and 31. Take heed to yourself, that you do not become snared by following them, after they are destroyed from before you, and that you do not ask about their gods, saying, How did these nations serve their gods, that I too may do likewise? You shall not do so to Jehovah your God, for every abomination to Jehovah which he hates, they have done to their gods, even their sons and their daughters they have burnt in the fire to their gods. But Yahweh is the true Elohim, he is the living Elohim, and an everlasting King. At his wrath the earth shall tremble, and the nations shall not be able to stay his displeasure. This shall you say to them, The Elohim that have not made the heaven and the earth shall perish from the earth and from under these heaven. He has made the earth by his power, he has established the world by his wisdom, and has stretched out the heavens by his understanding. When he utters his voice, there is a multitude of water in the heaven, and he caused the vapors to ascend from the end of the earth. He makes lightning for rain, and brings forth the wind out of his treasures. Every man is brutish in his own knowledge. Every refiner is ashamed by the carved image, for his molten image is falsehood, and there is no ruach in them. They are vanity, and the works of error. In the time of their visitation of punishment, they shall perish. The portion of Yaakov is like them, for he is the maker of all things, and Israel is the family of his inheritance. Yahweh of hosts is his name. Gather up your items out of the land, O inhabitants of the strongholds, for this says Yahweh, See, I will sling out the inhabitants of the land all at once, and will distress them, so that they may feel it. Woe is me for my harm! My wounds is grievous, but I say, Truly, this is grief, and I must bear it. My tabernacle is plundered, and all my cords are broken. My children are gone forth from me, and they are not. There is none to pitch my tent any more, and to set up my curtains. For the shepherds have misbehaved, and have not sought Yahweh. Therefore they shall not prosper nor understand, and all their flocks shall be scattered. My children are gone from me, there is none to pitch my tent. There was none left that worshipped Yahweh the way that he said that they should. During the time of King Manasseh, who ruled for 52 years, the house of Yahweh was contaminated with idolatry. King Josiah did not even know about the Torah of Yahweh for 18 years of his reign. These words of Jeremiah were spoken after Huldah the prophetess answered King Josiah's inquiry. Verse 22. See, the noise of the reports has come, and a great commotion from the north country, to make the cities of Judah desolate, and the dwelling of jackals. O Yahweh, I know that the way of man is not found in himself. It is not for man to direct his own steps. O Yahweh, correct me with judgment, not in your anger, lest you bring me to nothing. Pour out your wrath upon the heathen that know you not, and upon the families that call not on your name. For they have eaten up Yaakov, and devoured him, and consumed him, and have made his home a ruin. When Yahweh's people broke the covenant, and Yahweh declared that they will not be forgiven, they became like the heathen, worshipping gods that were no gods. Correct me with judgment, not in your anger. But for Yahweh to do correction through judgment, he had to follow through with the condemnation of the Torah. In Jeremiah chapter 11, we read that Yahweh declares a broken covenant. Jeremiah chapter 11, the broken covenant. The word that came to Jeremiah from Yahweh, saying, Hear the words of this covenant, and speak to the men of Judah, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and say you to them, This says Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, Cursed be the man that obeys not the words of this covenant. Jeremiah is taking the people back to the terms of the covenant. Verse 4, Which I command your fathers in the day that I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, from the iron furnace, saying, Obey my voice and do them, according to all which I command you, so shall you be my people, and I will be your Elohim, that I may perform the oath which I have sworn to your fathers, to give them a land flowing with milk and honey, as it is this day. Then answered I and said, Amen, Yahweh. Verse 6. Then Yahweh said to me, Proclaim all these words in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, saying, Listen to the words of this covenant and do them. For I earnestly warned your fathers in the day that I brought them up out of the land of Egypt, even to this day, rising early and warning, saying, Obey my voice. Yet they obeyed not, nor inclined their ear, but had their walk each one in their imagination of their evil heart. Therefore I will bring upon them all the words of this covenant, which I commanded them to do, but they did not do them. And Yahweh said to me, A conspiracy is found among the men of Judah, and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem. They are turned back to the iniquities of their forefathers, which refused to hear my words. And they went after other Elohim to serve them. House of Israel and house of Judah have broken my covenant, which I made with their fathers. Verse 11. Therefore this says Yahweh, See, I will bring evil upon them, which they shall not be able to escape. And though they shall cry to me, I will not listen to them. Then shall the cities of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem go, and cry to the Elohim to whom they offer incense, but they shall not save them at all in the time of their trouble. For according to the number of your cities were your Elohim, O Judah, and according to the number of the streets of Jerusalem have you set up altars to do shameful things, to burn incense to Baal. Therefore do not make prayer for this people, neither lift up a cry, or prayer for them, for I will not listen to them in the time that they cry to me for their trouble. What has my beloved to do in my house, seeing she has worked lewdness with many? And does your set-apart flesh remove you from evil? When you do evil, then you rejoice. Verse 16. Yahweh called your name a green olive tree, fair and of good fruit, but with the noise of a great tumult, He has set fire upon it, and its branches are broken. For Yahweh of hosts that planted you has pronounced evil against you, for the evil of house of Israel and house of Judah, which they have done against themselves to provoke me to anger in offering incense to Baal. And Yahweh has given me knowledge of it, and I know it. Then you showed me their doings. The message of Jeremiah chapter 11 was clear, that at this point both houses were guilty of breaking the covenant that was made with the fathers when they entered into the land of Canaan. This was about 100 years after Assyria conquered the northern lands of Israel. Assyria took many captives and exiled many Israelites to foreign countries and moved their own people into the lands of Israel. Assyria was being conquered by Egypt and Babylon during these times, and King Josiah spent 6 years gathering the tribal lands and the remnants of the people back under the throne of King David, his father. He started temple repairs and then read the covenant to the people of the land. Then he continued and restored the feasts of Yahweh, starting at the Pesach. Josiah keeps the Passover, the Second Reformation. 2 Chronicles chapter 35. Moreover, Josiah kept a Pesach to Yahweh in Jerusalem, and they killed the Pesach on the 14th day of the first month. And he set the priests in their duties, and encouraged them to the service of the house of Yahweh, and said to the Levites that taught all Israel who were set apart to Yahweh, "Put the set apart ark in the house which Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, did build. It shall not be a burden upon your shoulders. Serve Yahweh your Elohim and his people Israel. And prepare yourself by the houses of your fathers after your divisions, according to the writing of David, king of Israel, and according to the writing of Solomon, his son. And stand in the set-apart place according to the divisions of the families of the fathers of your brothers, the people, and after the divisions of the families of the Levites. So, kill the Pesach and set yourself apart, and prepare your brothers so that they may do according to the word of Yahweh by the hand of Moses." Verse 7. And Josiah gave to the people from the flock, lambs, and kids, all for the Pesach offerings, for all that were present, to the number of the 33,000 bullocks. These were of the king's substance. And his rulers gave willingly to the people, to the priests and to the Levites. Hilkiah and Zechariah and Jahil, rulers of the house of Elohim, they gave to the priests for the Pesach offerings 2,600 small cattle and 300 oxen. Cornaniah also, and Shemaiah, and Nathaniel, his brothers, and Hashabiah, and Jael, and Jozabad, head of the Levites, gave to the Levites for the Pesach offerings 5,000 small cattle and 500 oxen. So the service was prepared, and the priests stood in their place, and the Levites in their courses, according to the king's commandment. And they killed the Pesach, and the priests sprinkled the blood from their hands, and the Levites skinned them. Verse 12. And they removed the burnt offerings, so that they might give according to the divisions of the families of the people, to offer to Yahweh, as it is written in the scroll of Moses. And so they did with the oxen. And they roasted the Pesach with fire according to the ordinances. But the others set apart offerings they cooked in pots, and in cauldrons, and in pans, and divided them speedily among all the people. And afterward they made ready for themselves and for the priests, because the priests, the son of Aaron, were busy in offering the burnt offerings and the fat until night. Therefore the Levites prepared for themselves and for the priests, the sons of Aaron. And the singers, the sons of Asaph, were in their places, according to the commandment of David, and Asaph, and Heman, and Judithan, the king's seer, and the gatekeepers waited at every gate. They might not depart from their service, for their brothers, the Levites, prepared for them. Verse 16. So all the services of Yahweh was prepared the same day, to keep the Pesach, and to offer burnt offerings upon the altar of Yahweh, according to the commandment of King Josiah. And the children of Israel that were present kept the Pesach at the time, and the feast of unleavened bread 7 days. 2 Kings chapter 23. Josiah restores the Passover. Surely there was no such Pesach prepared from the days of the scribes that gave judgments to Israel, nor in all the days of the kings of Israel, nor of the kings of Judah. But in the 18th year of King Josiah, this Pesach was held to Yahweh in Jerusalem. Moreover, the workers with familiar spirits, and the mediums, and the images, and the idols and all the abominations that were seen in the land of Judah and in Jerusalem, did Josiah put away, that he might perform the words of the Torah that were written in the scroll that Hilkiah the priest found in the house of Yahweh. And before him there was no king like him that made repentance to Yahweh with all his heart, and with all his being, and with all his might, according to all the Torah of Moses, and neither after him arose there any like him. Verse 26. However, Yahweh turned not from the fierceness of his great wrath, with which his anger was lit against Judah, because of all the provocations that Manasseh had provoked him with. And Yahweh said, I will remove Judah also out of my sight, as I have removed Israel, and will cast off this city Jerusalem which I have chosen, and the house which I said, my name shall be there. After the Pesach was done, King Josiah started a second reformation, in which he revisited all Israel and destroyed all idolatry, as it was written in the book of the law. By doing this, Josiah destroyed all the high places where the priests worshipped Yahweh as well, and made Jerusalem the center of worship. As Deuteronomy chapter 12 explains, all the remnant of Jacob were now restored under the throne in Jerusalem, awaiting the judgment coming as the prophets of the times was given. It would have been the same for them as it is for us, the final generation, waiting for tribulation, trusting in the promises of Yahweh to keep us safe. 2 Kings chapter 23. Josiah's reform. And the king sent, and they gathered to him all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem. And the king went up into the house of Yahweh, and all the men of Judah, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem with him, and the priests, and the prophets, and all the people, both small and great, and he read in their ears all the words of the scroll of the covenant, which was found in the house of Yahweh. And the king stood by a pillar, and made a covenant before Yahweh, to have his halakha in the ways of Yahweh, and to keep his commandments, and his testimonies, and his statutes, with all his heart and all his being, to perform the words of this covenant that were written in the scroll. And all the people agreed to the covenant. And the king commanded Hilkiah the priest, and the priest of the second order, and the keepers of the door, to bring forth out of the temple of Yahweh all the vessels that were made for Baal, and for the Asherah, and for all the host of heaven. And he burnt them outside of Jerusalem in the fields of Kidron, and carried the ashes off to Bethel. Verse 5. And he put down the idolatrous black-robed priests, whom the kings of Judah had ordained to burn incense in the idol temples in the cities of Judah, and in the places around Jerusalem. Those also that burnt incense to Baal, to the sun and to the moon, and to the planets, and to all the hosts of the heaven. And he brought out the Asherahs from the house of Yahweh outside Jerusalem to the brook Kidron, and burnt it at the brook Kidron, and ground it to small powder, and cast the powder upon the graves of the children of the people. And he broke down the houses of the Sodomites that were in the house of Yahweh, where the women wove hangings for the Asherah. And he brought all the priests out of the cities of Judah, and destroyed the idol temples where the priests had burnt incense, from Geba to Beersheba, and broke down the idol temples of the gates that were in the entrance of the gate of Joshua, the governor of the city, which were on a man's left hand at the gate of the city. Verse 9. Nevertheless, the priests of the idol temples came not up to the altar of Yahweh in Jerusalem, but they did eat of the matzah among their brothers. And he destroyed Topheth, which is in the valley of the children of Hinnom, that no man might make his son or his daughter to pass through the fire of Moloch. And he took away the horses that the kings of Judah had given to the sun at the entering of the house of Yahweh, by the room of Nathan Melech, the officer that was in the court, and burnt the chariots of the sun with fire. and the altars that were on the top of the upper room of Ahaz, which the kings of Judah had made, and the altars which Manasseh had made in the two courts of the house of Yahweh, did the king beat down and broke them down from there, and cast the dust of them into the brook of Kidron. Verse 13. And the idol temples that were before Jerusalem, which were on the right hand of the Mount of Corruption, which Solomon, the king of Israel, had built for Asheroth, the abomination of the Sidonians, and for Chemosh, the abomination of the Moabites, and for Malcolm, the abomination of the children of Ammon, did the king destroy. And he broke in pieces the images, and cut down the Asherahs, and filled their place with the bones of men. Moreover, the altar that was at Beth-El, and the high place which Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin, had made, both that altar and the idol temple he broke down, and burnt the idol temple, and ground it to small powder, and burnt the Asherah. And as Josiah turned, he saw the tombs that were there in the mount, and sent and took the bones of the tombs, and burnt them upon the altar, and polluted it, according to the word of Yahweh, which the man of Elohim proclaimed, who proclaimed these words. Verse 17. Then he said, What tombstone do I see? And the men of the city told him, It is the tomb of the man of Elohim, who came from Judah, and proclaimed these things that you have done against the altar of Beth-El. And he said, Leave him alone, let no man move his bones. So they left his bones alone, with the bones of the prophet that came out of Shormon. And all the house also of the idol temples that were in the cities of Shormon, which the king of Israel had made provoke Yahweh to anger, Josiah took away, and did to them according to all the things that he had done in Beth-El. And he killed all the priests of the idol temples that were there upon the altars, and burnt men's bones upon them, and returned to Jerusalem. King Josiah ruled for 13 more years after the Pesach was kept. He united all 12 tribes under Judah, and by this the remnant of Israel was from this point forward called the Jews. The lands of both houses were hit hard with famine and wars since before the time of King Hezekiah, and there is nothing in Scripture that indicates that the number of people from the house of Judah were more than those who were left from Ephraim. Based on geography, the lands of Ephraim claimed by Josiah was much larger than the lands that was left of Judea, that stretched from Benjamin to Simeon. The wilderness of Zin belonged to the Edomites and were not reclaimed by Josiah. The remnant of Jacob were scattered all over the lands of Israel and even to the lands of the Assyrians. Remember, Jonah was sent to Nineveh. Yahweh's judgment was not limited to those in the land only. Babylon was at war with Assyria and was gaining the upper hand during these times. King Josiah was a chosen king by Yahweh and were prophesied about during the time of King Jeroboam of Ephraim, when he walked away from Yahweh. Prophecy about Josiah, descendant of King David. When the kingdom of Israel was split into two houses, Israel had two kings. Rehoboam was the king of the house of Judah, and Jeroboam the king over the house of Ephraim. King Jeroboam walked away from the Torah of Yahweh and chose to rather do golden calf worship. So Yahweh sent a prophet to him and gave a prophecy about Josiah, a descendant of King David, that will destroy the altar that Jeroboam made and undone the sin that he started. Let's go read about it. A man of God confronts Jeroboam. 1 Kings chapter 13 from verse 1. And behold, a man of God came out of Judah by the word of Jehovah to Bethel, and Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. And he cried against the altar in the word of Jehovah and said, O altar, altar, so says Yahweh, behold, a son shall be born of the house of David, Josiah by name, and on you he shall offer the priests of the high places who burn incense on you, and men's bones shall be burnt on you. And he gave a sign the same day, saying, This is the sign which Jehovah has spoken. Behold, the altar shall be torn apart, and the ashes that are on it shall be poured out. And it happened, when King Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of God, who had cried against the altar in Bethel, he put forth his hand from the altar, saying, Lay hold on him. And his hand, which he put forth against him, withered up, so that he could not pull it in again to himself. Verse 5. The altar also was torn apart, and the ashes poured out from the altar according to the sign which the man of God had given by the word of Jehovah. And the king answered and said to the man of God, Seek now the face of Jehovah your God, and pray for me, and my hand may be given back to me again. And the man of God prayed to Jehovah, and the king's hand was given back to him again, and became as at the beginning. And the king said to the man of God, Come home with me and refresh yourself, and I will give you a reward. And the man of God said to the king, If you will give me half your house, I will not go in with you, nor will I eat bread nor drink water in this place. For so was it commanded me by the word of Jehovah, saying, Eat no bread, nor drink water, nor return again by the same way that you came. And he went another way, and did not return by the way he came to Bethel. The prophet's disobedience. Verse 11. And a certain old prophet was living in Bethel, and his son came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel. The words which he had spoken to the king, they also told their father. And their father said to them, Where is this man? What way did he go? For his sons had seen what way the man of God who came from Judah had gone. And he said to his sons, Saddle me the ass. And they saddled the ass for him, and he rode on it, and went after the man of God, and found him sitting under an oak. And he said to him, Are you the man of God who came from Judah? And he said, I am. And he said to him, Come home with me and eat bread. And he said, I may not return with you, nor go in with you, nor will I eat bread or drink water with you in this place. For a word was to be, by the word of Jehovah, you shall eat no bread nor drink no water there, nor turn again to go by the way that you came. Verse 18. And he said to him, I am a prophet also, as you are. And an angel spoke to me by the word of Jehovah, saying, Bring him back with you into your house, so that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied to him. So he went back with him and ate bread in his house and drank water. And it happened as they sat at the table, the word of Jehovah came to the prophet who brought him back. And he cried to the man of God whom came from Judah, saying, So says Jehovah, because you have not obeyed the mouth of Jehovah and have not kept the command which Jehovah your God commanded you, but came back and have eaten bread and have drunk water in the place which he said to you, You shall not eat bread nor drink water, your body shall not come to the tomb of your fathers. And after he had eaten bread and after he had drunk, it happened that he saddled the ass for him, for the prophet whom he had brought back. Verse 24. And he left, and a lion met him by the way and killed him, and his dead body was thrown in the highway, and the ass stood by it, and the lion also stood by the body. And behold, men passed by and saw the body thrown in the way, and the lion standing by the body, and they came and told it in the city where the old prophet lived. And when the prophet who brought him back from the way heard, he said, It is the man of God who did not obey the word of Jehovah, and Jehovah has delivered him to the lion, which has torn him and killed him, according to the word of Jehovah which he spoke to him. And he spoke to his sons, saying, Saddle the ass for me. And they saddled it. And he went and found his body thrown in the way, and the ass and the lion standing by the body. The lion had not eaten the body nor torn the ass. And the prophet took up the dead body of the man of God, and laid it on the ass and brought it back. And the prophet came to the city to mourn and to bury him. And he had laid his body in his own grave, and they mourned over him, saying, Alas, my brother. Verse 31. And it happened after he buried him, he spoke to his sons, saying, When I am dead, then bury me in the tomb in which the man of God is buried. Lay my bones beside his bones. For the saying which he cried by the words of Jehovah against the altar in Bethel, and against all the houses of the high places in the cities of Samaria, shall surely come to pass. After this thing Jeroboam did not turn from his evil way, but turned and made priests of the high places from the lowest of the people. He who desired, he consecrated him, and he became one of the priests of the high places. And this thing is the sin of the house of Jeroboam, even to blot it from off the face of the earth. When Josiah fulfilled this prophecy, he undone the division between the house of Israel and the house of Judah that happened because of King Jeroboam, who walked away from Yahweh's commandments and set up golden calf worship. King Josiah restored worship back to Jerusalem as it was intended to be. But the judgment against Judah was spoken. The house of Judah was to be cut off just like the house of Israel was. With Yahweh, nothing happens overnight and everything is a process. In the Torah, Yahweh declared that he visits the sins of the fathers 3 to 4 generations later. And this was exactly what he was going to do, giving mercy and time of repentance to those who mourn and return to Yahweh. We will learn more about this as we go through the rest of the book of Jeremiah, and we will then also learn of how Yahweh saved a remnant of Israel, so to fulfill his promise that was written in both the books of the covenant and the books of the law, that he will not bring a full end to Israel, but will restore them again in the last days. I mentioned that the remnant of Israel was now part of the house of Judah. This does not mean that Israel and Judah were now joined together again as before the kingdom was split. Yahweh cut the northern tribes off from the covenant. Jeremiah called them back, but for the most part, they did not return yet. Yahweh closed their ears to the understanding up until the time was right. The prophecies were written down and kept safe for a later generation. The house of Judah would be cut off as well, but the remnants of the two houses were brought together and walked under the blanket of being Jews, up until the time of the promised Messiah, as given by the prophet Isaiah. Then the two houses again would become one house, as given by the prophet Ezekiel in chapter 37. This would be done by the Jeremiah 31:31 covenant under a new mediator, but the same promises of faith as the covenants before. All covenants build upon each other. We are still the same people of promise, the seed of Abraham, as Paul mentioned in Galatians chapter 3. Lead out. Josiah killed in battle. 2 Chronicles chapter 35, verse 20. After all this, when Josiah had prepared the house, Necho, king of Egypt, came to fight against Carchemish by the Euphrates River, and Josiah went out against him. But he sent ambassadors to him, saying, What have I to do with you, king of Judah? I came not against you this day, but against the house which I have war, for Elohim commanded me to hurry. Refrain from meddling with Elohim, who is with me, that he does not destroy you. Nevertheless, Josiah would not turn his face from him, but disguised himself, that he might fight with him, and listened not to the words of Necho from the mouth of Elohim, and came to fight in the valley of Megiddo. And the archers shot at King Josiah, and the king said to the servants, Take me away, for I am severely wounded. Verse 24. Servants therefore took him out of that chariot, and put him in the second chariot that he had, and they brought him to Jerusalem. And he died, and was buried in one of the tombs of his fathers, and all Judah and Jerusalem mourned for Josiah. And Jeremiah lamented for Josiah, and all the singing men and the singing women spoke of Josiah in their lamentations until this day, and made them an ordinance in Israel, and see, they are written in their lamentations. Now the rest of the acts of Josiah and his good deeds according to that which was written in the Torah of Yahweh. And his mitzvots, the first and the last, see, they are written in the scroll of the kings of Israel and Judah. For Egypt to reach Carchemish, they had to travel through the lands of Israel. Up until this far, King Josiah did everything that was expected of him to be the long-awaited King Messiah, or so he thought. He did not have the warrior king aspect as King David did, so he had to obtain it. In Psalms 110, it was written that King Messiah would make a footstool out of his enemies. Let's again look at the covenant Yahweh made with King David. 2 Samuel 7 verse 12. And when your days are fulfilled, and you sleep with your fathers, I will set up your seed after you, who shall come out of your bowels, and I will make his kingdom sure. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commits iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men, and with the stripes of the sons of men. But my mercy shall not leave him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away before you. And your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before you. Your throne shall be established forever. Take note that there is no if statement to this promise to David. This was a promise and a prophecy that this King Messiah will be a descendant of King David. David's instructions to Solomon. 1 Kings chapter 2 verse 1. And the days of David drew near for him to die, and he charged Solomon his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth, and you be strong and show yourself a man. And keep the charge of Jehovah your God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes and his commandments, and his judgments, and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, so that you may prosper in all that you do and wherever you turn yourself. That Jehovah may continue his word, which he spoke concerning me, saying, If your sons take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth with all their heart and with all their soul, saying, There shall not be a man of yours cut off from the throne of Israel. Yahweh's blessing on King Solomon. 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 14. And if you will walk in my ways, to keep my statutes and my commandments, as your father David walked, then I will lengthen your days. Yahweh appears to Solomon after the temple dedication. 1 Kings chapter 9 verse 3. And Jehovah said to him, I have heard your prayer and your cry which you have made before me. I have made this house which you have built holy to put my name there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. And if you walk before me as David your father walked, in integrity of heart and in uprightness, to do according to all that I have commanded you, and if you will keep my statutes and my judgments, then I will establish the throne of your kingdom on Israel forever, as I promised to David your father, saying, There shall not be cut off to you a man on the throne of Israel. Verse 9. If you shall at all turn from following me, you or your sons, and will not keep my commandments and my statutes, which I have set before you, but go and serve other gods and worship them, then I will cut off Israel from the face of the land which I have given them, and this house which I made holy for my name I will cast out of my sight, and Israel shall be a proverb and a byword among all people. King Solomon broke this covenant, and the house of Judah was removed from Israel, and 10 tribes was given to Jeroboam. King Hezekiah received mercy from Yahweh and was still under the covenant promise. But King Manasseh, who again fell into Baal worship, this covenant was broken, and King Josiah did not receive the mercy that King Hezekiah did, and he was killed in battle. King Josiah was the last sovereign king on the throne of Israel. Jeremiah 15 verse 4, And I will make them a horror to all kingdoms of the earth, because of Manasseh the son of Hezekiah, king of Judah, for what he did in Jerusalem. Just like King Solomon was not the promised seed of King David, whose throne was to be established forever, so was King Josiah a descendant of David through Solomon, not the promised seed that would come and establish the throne of Israel forever. Join us next week as we continue with our study of Jeremiah and the last kings of Israel. Thank you and God bless. Shalom.
Join us every Tuesday online to discuss the Jeremiah study and learn more about Israel's true national identity. Email Kimberly at tabernacleofdavidrestored.com for full details.